Hey man.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you like zombies?
I do like zombies. Well, actually, I like walkers.
Not biters. Just the walkers.
Not just
as long as they're not biting.
Yeah, as long as they're not biting, they're just hanging out. But yes, I do.
That's good because we're going to talk about Walking Dead. Hey, listen.
Mid-season, season nine?
Yeah, nine already.
So that's going to be very interesting for our auditorial people, because we're just going to whisper through the entire thing.
Our tribute to the Whisper War.
Our tribute to the Whisper War. Well, actually, the Walking Dead's tribute to the Whisper Wars. You own a comic book store. You've been selling comic books for a very long time. Just in case you don't know, this is going to be a very spoilery thing, so... Spoiler! Get out of here! Watch nine seasons!
We're going to talk about what happened in the comic book. We don't know what's going to happen on the show,
because
they deviate here and there.
But since we are going to be talking about the mid-season thing, if you haven't watched season 9 yet, we are going to be talking a lot about kind of... What's going to be coming up with it and stuff like that. So if you listen to any of this, you might be spoiled. You might not. So just be you have been warned. You've been warned.
Be warned, all who listen.
Where is they?
Yeah. Okay, you haven't watched the first half of season 9 yet. So
I haven't. So I kind of got a recap of it. It was very spoilery for me. I actually got rid of cable a while ago.
Cut the cable.
So I've been kind of like a season behind because it does come up on Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that on The Walking Dead. So apparently the season is a very interesting season. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that this is Rick's last season. Or not Rick's last season, but Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew
Lincoln's last season, because he did say that he does not want to come back, right?
Yeah. Well, he wants to spend more time with his family. He's got young kids.
Right.
Can't blame him.
Right.
He's from England. You couldn't tell because he doesn't have the accent.
Yeah, he's been here way too long. He's been here way too long to have an accent anymore. But yeah, it's still funny when you hear him on like doing interviews and he has a very English accent. Like, really?
He's a Brit?
God, the Brits are taking over the Hollywood scene, man.
Yeah, Andrew Lincoln, his character got written out. I think it's been out long enough. We can't really spoil it too much.
Well, he said, we already said spoilers.
Yeah,
we did give you a warning, but
yeah, Rick's gone.
Yeah, Rick's gone. they didn't kill him.
No.
So he left on a helicopter ride.
Because everybody thought that Janet Janine, whatever, that she was the one of the whispers, but obviously she's a totally different group.
Yeah, everybody was all like, this is a totally different group.
Very well supplied group. They have freaking running helicopters.
So Rick's not going to be, he's not there anymore. He got written off, which is because... you've read the comics, you read the, we keep on saying the Whispers. The Whispers is like a different clan. They have their own, ideology.
They're very primal.
They're very primal. They think that since they're now zombies ruling the world, then they should be like the zombies. And
live amongst them,
what was the quote? Is like, we will live amongst them, or they will live amongst you, or something like that. So we will learn to live amongst them. It's pretty crazy. I guess what they do is they use tan hides of the walkers, and they put it...
Walker suits.
They walker suits, yeah. So, I mean, it's not a new concept. They did this in season 1 to master smell, to walk with the walkers, so they don't really get... noticed. So it's not a new concept, but this is a concept. This is a whole kind of tribal clan with a very hierarchy.
Very animalistic hierarchy.
Very animalistic.
Alphas and betas.
Alphas and betas, and there is a character called Alpha and a character called Beta.
They don't go by names. It's your rank.
Yeah, and that's just like animals. They don't have names, unless we give it to them. But yeah, so it's going to be a very interesting second part of season 9. How that's, I guess what they want to do is they want to try to get back into more of the Walker aspect of it, because it was very clan versus clan war kind of thing in the last couple seasons, which kind of dipped down the Walking Dead, at least the ratings. Don't get me wrong, it's still a huge ratings powerhouse.
It's still good numbers, just not what they used
to. Not what they used to, because I think it was more in lines, and now it's a soap opera with zombies.
Zombies are in the background.
Zombies in the background, you know, occasionally, you know, zombies pull up. But this, apparently, like, again, big spoiler, if you didn't watch the last episode of the season 9 so far, Jesus.
Yes, yeah. Paul Monroe.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Jesus.
Yeah, so he gets killed by a whisper. And what did one of the whispers say? God. I just.
They basically gave him a warning.
Yeah. Which was really crazy because, you know, he's walking, Jesus was going by there killing him. And he goes to. Like, kill this zombie.
He dodged.
And the zombie dodged and, like, shanked him right in the ribs or something like that.
Pretty quickly.
I was sitting there, like, then he just whispered something in his ear. You can post it somewhere.
Yeah, because they went out searching for Eugene. Eugene got injured because it seemed like something was steering the walkers to them the whole time. Mm-hmm. And they finally get Eugene, and they get cornered in, what was it, a cemetery or someplace?
Of course.
And they can't figure it out, and they keep hearing what they think is whispered, people talking in whispers.
Where are they?
Yeah, and they're freaking out. They're like, "Oh crap, the zombies are evolving. They're evolving. Yeah, they're becoming smart.
In a couple years, they evolve." No. There's another reason by which is kind of a crazy reason, but
yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're walking amongst the horde, leading basically the horde to where they want them to go, and they use the zombies as a weapon.
Yeah, which is smart. I mean, the zombies walkers have been used by weapons from day one from any clan or any group or anything like that. So it's smart that live amongst them, and then if you're one of them, it's a lot easier if you're not one of them.
Yeah, and I guess that whispering is because they don't want to attract their attention with loud noises, so they whisper tones to...
Like zombie whisper.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to make out, but you can hear words in it.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy, but a whisper, the Whisper War, it was a 66 comic story arc.
It was long. It was pretty long. It lasted... I think 130 to 173.
So there's and of course now we talked about this earlier about how the comics and the series deviate, but you also have to understand that season 9 is almost, what, 6 years? 6 years into the future. They had a time jump, and this whole season was time jumping back from Rick's, from almost episode 1.
Yeah.
So, where he was in the hospital, it was all over the place. So you have to be. I'm at the end of this season. I want to see somebody on YouTube recut it in chronological order. That would be pretty interesting. You would have no context.
It's almost like Quentin Tarantino made it.
Yes. So what is it, like 20 years ago? It's probably, yeah. And another thing in season 9, Shane came back as a memory.
Yeah, Punisher was back in Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. And he's ready to punish everybody. But yeah, so it was as a recap for me and what he's seen, he probably had a little bit more emotional invested in him because he actually seen it. But that was...
When Jesus went to kill that dude and he sidestepped and pretty quickly took care of him.
Yeah.
That was just a moment where everybody's like... It was almost like the Red Wedding on Game of Thrones. Oh my God, the zombie just moved really quick.
And then he whispered something in his ear.
So yeah, I mean, if it follows the books, they follow kind of along with the books. Yeah. Like you said, they deviate here and there. In the books, Negan escapes. Negan infiltrates the Whispers. Spoilers, but the comic's been out forever.
Yeah.
And he ends up killing Alpha and taking out Beta, I believe.
So Alpha is played... I don't remember her name. We can post it here somewhere.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
But Beta is going to be playing is Opie, Ryan Hurst. So yeah, that's going to be very interesting. And you know, you were saying that Beta was a pretty tall guy.
Yeah, in the comics, he was an ex NBA player. Like,
and I know Ryan Hurst is probably he's probably six three, six five, something like that. You know, but well, yeah, we can post it somewhere. But post down below to how tall do you think?
How tall is he?
How tall is he? I mean, he's pretty tall because I saw him at a con, and he's pretty tall. Because you know, we're talking about cons. You run a con, don't you?
I do.
El Paso Comic Con. And talking about Ryan Hurst.
He will be there.
Ryan Hurst is going to be there. So, you know, dress up as your best Beta this April.
Yeah, get your half mask.
The half mask. Because just trying to stretch it just like angles there.
He's so big it doesn't cover his whole face.
Yeah, he's a big dude. But yeah, that's going to be really interesting. Because he, besides Sons of Anarchy, I really don't know what else he...
Titans, remember the Titans?
Well, no, after Sons of Anarchy.
Help side, weak side.
Yeah. After Sons of Anarchy, I really don't know what
he's made a couple other little ones, but this will be his first major one since Sons of Anarchy.
And, you know, he had a big death scene in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, God, that was heart-wrenching.
So let's see how big of a death scene man. He might have. I don't know. Like I said, if it follows the comic books, you know, Alpha and Beta are not going to... Well, apparently, if you follow the comic books, then there's actually a lot of people... that are gonna kind of eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they cut the heads off of a couple of them and put them on pikes to mark their territory.
Yeah. So
and some of those heads on pikes are major characters.
Yeah. So
let's see if they do that in the show.
Yeah. That'd be very interesting. But yeah, it's a crazy season. I'm glad that they're bringing the zombies back.
Yeah.
In a big way too.
And another very formidable villain.
Yeah.
And Negan's coming. Well, in the comics, he came back, so.
Well, and I guess at the end, Negan did leave the jail.
He kind of, yeah, they let him go out to help fight, and that's how he infiltrated them. And then he kind of just takes off on his. They give him some food and stuff and say, you know, you're forgiven, but we didn't forget, so you can't stay here.
Yeah.
He goes off on his own, and in the comics, he just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
Don't hear from him or have him.
But then again, Negan is probably one of my favorite characters in Walking Dead. So if they
Governor,
don't
Governor Negan,
yeah. Oh, see, this is like the anti DC. I'm saying that because DC always has kind of crappy villains.
Oh, the one and duns.
Yeah, the one and duns.
Look how cool this guy is. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, he's gonna be in the next movie. He's dead.
And like with the Walking Dead,
Star Wars does that a lot too.
Yeah, they sure do.
Here's Darth Maul. Don't worry about him. He's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's Snoke. He's dead too.
Yeah, yeah. What about Grievous?
No, he's gone.
But no, The Walking Dead is like, they have really cool, every season they have a really cool villain, and the villains are really complex, just like when we were talking about Aquaman.
Yeah.
Very complex, like Manta. They actually have, you know, some people like the villains, I like the villains.
They're not evil just for the sake of being
evil. Yeah.
They actually have some kind of backstory that led them to where they are.
Yeah.
And Walking Dead's really good at giving you how they arrived at where they're at.
Yeah, they gotta put a little filler in there. Yeah, so I mean, might as well put it in.
Why do they think that way? Well, let me show you the flashback.
Yeah, might as well put it in as a pretty decent backfill for a villain that you actually sometimes now you can understand.
You're just finding out a lot about,
especially like the governor. You know,
the governor.
Wah.
Well, Negan, they've just slowly been releasing his backstory.
And Lucille, his bat, was named after his wife
who died.
So, yep. So, I mean, you know, these people weren't born evil. They were, their circumstances.
And they don't even think they're evil. I mean, the governor didn't think he thought he was doing the right thing.
He definitely thinks
he was doing the right thing.
I mean, after when he was all like killing everybody, he's like, no, people are a resource.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like they're evil to evil. So, very cool. I liked it. I'm definitely going to pick it back up because, you know, I was getting a little bored with it now that
it was a lull.
Yeah, now that Mal is coming back and stuff like that, now that's they're going to be put it back on on Netflix, I can actually watch
when the season comes out, you can catch up.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I said, this whole time jump season has been kind of building to the Whispers War.
Yeah.
It's had its ups and downs.
Yeah, hopefully it's actually going to be a good season, second part B, that has it instead of just a, like a, oh, we're this, and then they just go away with it.
Kind
of.
I think I was done with Rick anyway. I'm hoping.
I'm pretty sure he was done with Rick anyway too.
I'm hoping to see somebody else jump in that leadership role and take off with it.
Yeah.
I don't know who that would be. Maybe Carol. Carol, she's dead in the comics, so who knows? Yeah. The show.
But Carol's a badass.
Straight up.
Get some Carol cookies. If not, you better stare at those flowers. Just look at the flowers. And talk about looking at the flowers. Somebody else is gonna die. There's gonna be some surprise. It's gonna happen because it's not gonna stay. I think they renewed for another 2 or 3 seasons or something like that.
And they're gonna make some movies.
And they're gonna make some movies. So
that's where you'll see Rick. He's gonna be in the movies. They said he's not coming back to the series.
Yeah, but he's not done with Walking Dead. He's just done with the
grueling schedule being over here all the time.
Well, I think he just hates Georgia. Because he said he hated the bugs, he hated how hot it was.
That's Georgia. Bugs and heat.
That's East Coast swamp, you know. Swamp ass.
I was in Georgia for a while, and it's humid.
Well, I want you guys to comment down below. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think? You think the Whispers is going to have a whole arch, or do you think it's just going to kind of die off? And who do you think is going to kind of eat it?
Yeah. How close do you think they're going to stay to the comics?
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. We did a nice video about Walking Dead.
We did.
Yeah. I think you guys should subscribe. I think you also should subscribe to this channel.
Yes.
I mean, it's,
What is subscribe to this channel?
Yeah.
This is the channel you're looking for.
Hit that bell icon to make sure that, you see all of our upcoming videos with, how to play things and our reviews, especially our Alamo Drafthouse reviews that we're going to be coming out here.
Unboxings.
Unboxings, yeah. So, yeah. My name is Patrick. Talk nerdy to me.
I am Troy. Talk nerdy to me.
And we appreciate you guys subscribing and hitting that bell icon. You guys have a nice day, guys.
Yeah. Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reeve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.